of the hardest things to do in life is to weather the storm. And storms will come. They blow and the rain pelts down and even hail, the winds gust to and fro. It's not easy. But somehow the sun eventually comes out to shine. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we chat about what it means to reap God's harvest in your life. And please do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional Fresh to help you draw ever closer to Jesus and live in the victory that he died and rose again to give you. We all like sunshine and warm weather. You know, when the weather forecaster says it's going to be cold and wet and windy, we go, ah, yuck. But of course, without the rain, we'd all be dead. It's as simple as that. And sometimes it comes down in torrents. Storms blow, the rain pelts down. Have you ever noticed the plants, the trees and the bushes and all of that? They sway and bend in the wind under the weight of the water. They've been incredibly engineered with a perfect structural tolerance for the forces of weather. Only in the most extreme cases will a tree go over. There's a lesson in that. When we plant a seed, a good seed, into a tough situation, and it grows, the storms will certainly come. They're never much fun, but they're a necessary part of life. So we plant this seed, and it grows into this beautiful new thing full of life, and then the storm comes. So we think, God, what is going on? And he says, look at the trees and the plants. I've engineered them for the storms. Let's unpack that a little more. Storms, unfortunately, are a fact of life. I mean, we'd all like to have a kind of a sun, surf, sand, prawns, avocados, mangoes kind of life, wouldn't we? That would be fabulous. And we much prefer the wonderful weather of summer to the cold conditions of winter. You know, that half of the year where the sun seems to get up so late and go to bed so early, and it's cold and wet and windy, and we'd much rather have warm, sunny days. And when you survey the landscape of your own life, you know, you stand up at a vantage point, you look down on your life. Over one area, there's sunshine, but over in another area, there can be storms and rain and cold. It's kind of natural. Parts of our life are fantastic, and there are other parts of our lives where we think, gee, if only the sun would shine there. If only I could have some warm, sunny days in that part of my life. Maybe your home life is wonderful, your marriage is wonderful, your kids are great. But right now at work, the tension and the pressure is so difficult. And you think, why can't I have the sunshine I have over here back over in my work life? We all want to get the most out of life, right? We all want to have a harvest in our life. We plant seed, we work hard, we study, we invest in our kids and our families. It's a basic principle of life. You plant a seed and it grows and you get a harvest. It's true if you grow oranges. It's true if you grow wheat. It's true if you grow cattle or sheep. In a sense, you plant a seed and then God brings life to it. And at the end of it, there's meant to be a harvest. And depending on the sort of seed we sow, if we reap a good seed, we get a good harvest. If we reap a bad seed, we get a bad harvest. Sometimes we're too afraid to sow a seed. I've been talking this week about Genesis chapter 26, where Isaac, Abraham's son, was in a land, the land of the Philistines, where there was a famine, and he wanted to run away from that. But God said, no, Isaac, don't go down to Egypt. Don't settle in that land. Stay here. Settle in the land that I will show you. Reside in this land as an alien, even though there's a famine going on, and I'll bless you. And so Isaac did. He settled in this place called Gerar. And Isaac sowed a seed in that land, and in the same year he reaped 100-fold. The Lord blessed him. Now, Isaac could have fled. Isaac could have stayed there and not planted a seed because there was a famine, a drought going on. Isaac could have planted bad seed. You see, sometimes we're in a bad situation and we sow anger and resentment into a relationship. What sort of a harvest do we expect? But when we sow kindness and gentleness into a difficult relationship, ultimately that's going to bring a different harvest. It's a hard choice. We don't always feel like sowing a good seed in the middle of a famine. Sometimes we want to react instead of responding wisely, responding according to God's wisdom. Now, we sow the seed, we do good, we make the tough choice. But when we do that, I have to tell you, as sure as God made little green apples, a storm is going to come. Now, Job, if you read the story of Job in the Old Testament, he was a really good dude. He honored God. And then God let the devil attack him. I mean, it must have felt to Job like God had gone feral. God, why are you hounding me? God, why are you letting this happen? God, why have you let this gale and this storm hit me? I love how honest it is. I mean, Job goes to God over and over again and says, God, why are you doing this? But Job continued to plant a good seed. Job decided to continue to honor God. And it must have seemed to him like forever before God finally turned things around. See, we want to give up when the storm hits. We want to say to God, God, why are you doing this? How dare you let a storm come at my way? And I've seen it in my backyard, you know. I have this beautiful frangipani tree. I've always wanted a frangipani. It's one of those beautiful tropical plants with beautiful flowers. And the wind comes and the gale blows. And sometimes I think, wow, it's going to fall over. But, you know, that frangipani always stays there. It's engineered to stay in the ground and to put beautiful flowers out that I can smell. The tree is still there, even when the storm comes. It is normal for the tree to survive. You know, when the disciples were in that boat and they were being swamped with waves and Jesus was asleep, they woke him up and they said, Lord, save us, we're perishing. And you know what Jesus said to them? He didn't say, oh, you poor disciples, I'm going to save you. He said, why are you afraid, you of little faith? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was dead calm. God means for us to survive the storm. You know what I've noticed? If it's a difficult relationship, I plant a seed, I believe that God will give increase. It almost always gets worse to start with. You can guarantee a storm's going to hit. The enemy, the devil, doesn't want God's blessing to flow in our lives. So we're going to have opposition. We're going to have storms. Today, together, I want God's word gently and powerfully to touch our lives. God means for us to weather the storm. God has engineered us that way. God has called us to plant seeds, to dream and to hope and to believe in him and to believe in his blessing. And when the storm comes, he means for us to weather the storm. Don't grow tired of doing good, because just at the right time, the harvest is going to come. It's funny how we can miss this stuff in life. We hit something difficult. We want to run away. We don't want to plant a seed. We plant the seed. It takes forever. We give up. The seed grows. The storm hits. We panic. We want to run away again. And still, there's no fruit there, mind you, because the fruit comes at harvest time. The fruit comes in God's time. The fruit comes when God is good and ready. I just want to encourage you today to plant good seeds. Do not grow tired of doing good, for at the right time, you will reap the harvest. You know, old trees have that weathered look. It's part of their beauty. And the reason they have that weathered look is they have weathered the storm time and time and time again. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to Jesus. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement. And the best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump on the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.